Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israeli Prime Minister has failed to form a new government, and now new elections will take place in September. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to this broadcast table in a moment to try and make sense of the political situation in Israel.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
They weren't able to form a coalition government. Talk to me. Tell me what happened.
Basically, as we have gone over this many times, we'll probably have to do it more because it's a strange political system that we have in Israel, especially for those of our devoted listeners who live in America. It's a parliamentary system based on proportional representation of the votes for various parties, and therefore out of 120 members which make up the Knesset, the parliament, you need 61 to form a government. And Mr. Netanyahu, this is the short version, Jimmy, did not get 61. And the main reason why was because he made all the deals necessary, except for one party with five seats, which was the Avigdor Lieberman Russian party. He refused to go in. Netanyahu went on television and lashed out at him.
So now what? New elections sometime, probably early September? Is that what the plan is?
The story is that we're going to have to go to elections on September 17th. Which is exactly 3.5 weeks before the Rosh Hashanah, the New Year holiday, which means we run into all these holiday seasons, Jimmy. No one does anything on the holidays except, you know, celebrate the holidays. So I don't know how negotiations go down then. But, Jimmy, it's a long time till September, and a lot of things can change.
Winky Medad, in an effort to explain the political situation in Israel and the fact that new elections are coming. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. It's often been said there is never a dull moment in Israeli politics. The most recent Israeli elections are proof of that statement. The prime minister was not able to form a coalition government after his historic victory in the April 2019 elections. He now will go back to the Israeli voters to see if he can win a historic sixth election. It seems that the prime minister has lost his magic in the political arena, and time will tell if that is the case. What is key, however, is that there must be an Israeli government in place so that God can direct the future of Israel. God brought human government into existence to do exactly that. That's Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. God will use human government in the future as well to do that same thing. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. This passage in Revelation says that human world leaders will do that which is the will of God and accomplish His plan for all of humankind. God does have a plan for the Jewish state of Israel in the future, which will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...